Hi, I'm Morgan.
I'm Odette.
And I'm Madeline.
And we love Christian fiction.
We love it so much that we wanted to talk about it on a podcast.
Each episode, we will read classics of the genre or new releases.
And discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly. So come join us.
Hello!
Well, well, well. Here we are, friends.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Tell a friend.
Redeeming the podcast for season two.
Season two.
We are here. It is season two. We are kicking it off. We have so many fun things in store for you.
Mm-hmm. You won't even know. You won't even believe it. Just buckle up. Hang tight. Sit still. Listen up.
Well, we hope that you believe it when we tell you about it.
Maybe you won't.
Maybe you'll be like, could this podcast get any better? Yes, it can. And it will.
I didn't believe it.
Hang ten.
No,
hang tight.
Pull hang ten.
Hang tight.
It's nice. A surf term.
Yeah. It applies. I don't know. Okay, so season two, welcome. We're so glad you're back.
Yes.
We are literally, oh my gosh. The things that are in store for season two.
We are beyond excited.
The books slated for this season.
Oh my gosh. Fire.
So fun.
Yes. And unique.
We're throwing in a lot of titles and genres that we didn't see in season one. Mm-hmm. Lots of genres that we didn't see in
those
season one.
Those of you who reached out to us and said, can you guys please read something other than romance because we don't care about romance? First of all,
did people actually reach out to us?
That was harsh. Second of all,
yes, they did. Multiple people.
Oh.
Secondly,
we hear you.
Yeah. And we're going to.
Yes.
We're going to read some non-romance picks.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
And we're excited about this.
And we're excited.
But we'll still read romance because try and true.
Absolutely. Because we can't stay away from the romance and the swoon scale and all that good stuff.
It's what we love, and this is our podcast.
Who we are.
Yes.
And this is our podcast.
Whoa, good point.
Also, we have some really exciting author interviews that we're like jazzed about.
Literally jazzed.
This season already.
We have fun guests, exciting guests.
So many guests this season.
It's going to be so fun.
So and so we're doing a couple of fun kickoff episodes.
Yes.
Just to get things started on the right foot.
Yeah.
So
and get you excited. Get you pumped.
Get you pumped.
Energized and ready.
Wait. Before we get people too ready, can I give two little teases of other things coming?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so.
Oh, yes.
Sound bites might be a thing that come in our book episodes where we review books. So prepare yourself. And also
maybe.
By maybe I mean yes.
Very also, excited. Get ready for
merch.
It's coming.
Yeah. It's coming. When it comes, you will all know about it. Believe you me.
We'll be plastering it on all of our social media.
Yes.
And we'll be wearing it around town.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll be wearing it around town.
And we'll be sending it to authors so they can wear it around their town.
Whoa, that's
true.
Absolutely. That's a great idea, actually. But also, if you see us around town wearing the merch and you're like, where'd you get that hot merch? We'll let you know. Don't worry.
Hit us up. Podcast.
We'll just have a QR code ready. Right here.
Scan it up. Buy the merch. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Say no more.
Except we're going to say a lot more.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning of the podcast.
That's true.
But we're really excited. We also really enjoyed kind of taking the month of January off and getting rejuvenated and...
Yes.
We're ready to just kick it off, and I think I missed reading as many books as we did. I mean, I still read a few, but it was nice to take a little break, but I'm ready to be back in action and
jump back into the reading.
Talk about books, and yeah.
I actually really love scheduled reading time.
It's
I'm
true,
one of those
really
nerds
do.
That really thrived with a schedule for reading, so I'm like ready to get back into that. I'm not going to lie.
Well, absolutely. Honestly, I felt like when I was left to my own devices... to just pick books willy-nilly, whatever I want, I could never make up my mind.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
See, and I just had a stack of books. I've literally had a stack of books on my nightstand and been like, which one of these books should I read? I don't know. I could read any of them.
That's the ever-posed problem.
If you're a reader, it's the ever-present problem for all readers, I think.
Yeah.
But in saying all that, we decided to kick off season two in a new way.
Oh.
So we're not just diving into books. Don't you worry. They'll be coming.
Yes.
Coming in hot after two fun episodes.
Yes.
And the first one here that we're doing, we've talked about for, I think, 6 months?
Probably.
Oh, at least.
We had the idea.
Yeah.
So we are doing a season one roundup of book boyfriends.
Book boyfriends.
Book boyfriends. Book boyfriends. So Morgan, tell us what book boyfriends is and why we're doing this.
Oh, well, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
It might not be, because I thought it was something else before we dove into this.
What did you think it was?
Just you say what it was and then I'll say what I thought
okay,
it was.
Okay. I'm so confused. Okay, so a book boyfriend, like you read a book, you love it, and you're like, oh, that's my book boyfriend.
Oh, like the character.
Yeah, like the character. Yeah, yeah. The main character in it, the swooniest character, the... Yeah, whatever. It's your book boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you think it was?
Well, I honestly thought that we were going to do an episode where we each had to choose a guy and, like, because we're going to talk about some scenarios and then choose a book boyfriend for it. So yes. I thought we could only pick one. And that was our book boyfriend. Book
boyfriend for every scenario.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been tricky.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
And not for you two. You guys already have your book boyfriend.
No, listen, not for everyone. But I mean, Morgan, I can make it work.
Morgan, how dare you? First of all, how dare you?
And second of all, no one calls dibs on any of the book boyfriends. They're all available.
That's true. But yeah, so in this particular, like, it's like the book boyfriend tag. So if you've ever watched those on like YouTube or listen to them wherever. Like, there will be several different scenarios, and we will say what the scenario is, and then all of us can pick any of the guys from season one of all of the books that we read, and that we think would best
suit as a book boyfriend for that scenario.
For that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun.
I'm excited. I'm epically excited.
I'm epically excited, too. So, any other things we want to tell the listeners to get started, or should we just go ahead and dive into this?
I say we dive in.
Let's dive in. Okay. We're going to do this, we have 26 scenarios. I'm doing a random number generator, and I'm going to say the number, and then we're going to read the scenario and let the conversation flow.
Okay. Yes.
I have not looked at these questions since we wrote them.
Me neither.
Which was a long time ago.
Honestly, fresh. Same. 12.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read the first scenario. Okay, who would you go on a cross-country scavenger hunt with?
Whoa. Okay.
Book boyfriends.
I'd probably pick Henry.
That's what I was going to say.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah. Because he's a documentarian and he sees the world through such an interesting lens. He's from the do-over.
And he seems like he would be, he's fun. He's got a lot of things to, like, say and talk about, so he wouldn't get
bored.
Knowledgeable, right.
And I feel like he puts clues together in probably a good way, too, because he has done a lot of, like, interviews and talked to people, so he's probably very perceptive. He's probably really good at striking up conversations with strangers, which I feel like you have to do throughout scavenging.
He doesn't seem competitive, which could be a downfall, depending on if there's, is there a cash prize?
No, it's just, like, would you go on a cross-country... There's no cash prize. I mean, in this scenario,
so it's just like a romantic. Oh, Henry.
It's just like a regular one.
Romantic cross country scavenger hunt. Then Henry. If there's a cash prize,
hold on, I might change my answer. Who do you think?
There's no cash prize. It literally says a cross country.
Who else can I pick but Henry? Like, he's the one that makes the most sense.
If there's a cash prize, Will Pennington.
He'd be in it to win it.
Oh, he would be.
From Meet Me in the Margins, yeah.
Will Pennington is kind of like the competitive version of Henry.
Mm-hmm. So maybe I would just pick Will Pennington. I'm changing my answer. Will Pennington, final answer. Meet Me in the Margins, final answer. That's the best of both worlds.
Okay. I mean, I'm going with Henry, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I also think that, like, I would just enjoy a leisurely scavenger hunt if I was trying to find an answer. Because I think...
If there's a cash prize...
No, there's nothing about the cash prize. Stop putting a cash prize on the table. That's not what the scenario was.
We don't know the scenario.
Read it again, Madeline, so Morgan gets it.
Who would you go on a cross-country scavenger hunt with?
Notice we didn't say treasure hunt. We said scavenger hunt.
Okay, but there's cash prizes for scavenger hunts.
Okay, but what about a lot of the books you read, the people were on scavenger hunts following clues, trying to figure out a family secret or something.
Yeah, with treasure at the end? Yeah, I remember those books.
I think that's a treasure book that you're hinting.
Treasure equals cash prize.
Listen, you're hinting at a book from season two. We didn't read that in season one.
I'm just saying, a lot of times if you find family stuff, there's treasure at the end.
In the Lonely House, they didn't find treasure.
Or the greatest treasure of all.
The truth.
I still say Will Pennington.
Okay.
Because then if there is a cash prize, I'm ready.
If it was a surprise cash prize at the end.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Henry / Will Pennington takes the pick for that one.
24.
Okay. 24. Who would be the most likely to crush karaoke night?
Whoa.
Sweep the floor at karaoke night.
Ooh, okay.
sorry. Okay. Some of the guys on this list are just cracking us up.
It would be hilarious.
Like Moses. From Miriam's song.
Right, correct.
Could you imagine Moses singing karaoke?
Liam.
Oh, yes.
Liam from Flat Twins.
Yeah, he would be really good.
Yeah, he'd be so good.
You guys remember when he broke out in Ironic?
Mm-hmm.
And he was so good that Olivia was like, he's a leading character.
Who's this? Oh, that's my pick.
Wait,
is what?
No,
Marcus.
I think Marcus. He seems
Marcus from A Voice in the Wind.
Oh, I thought that was someone else. Jude.
Oh, Jude from Tacos for Two.
Yes. Marcus could be good at karaoke. Yeah. We don't know that for sure.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Since Morgan can add an unexpected cash prize, I'm going to add a person who, like, you actually don't expect them to be good at karaoke, but they are, okay?
Well,
the underdog who comes in and, like, sweeps.
Yeah, because, like, you're... Yeah, because
you
never expect. Exactly, because...
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying this is because I think this could be a character that would constantly surprise you because of how much they care, and if it meant something to you, they would. I think Sam...
I was thinking about him.
Oh, from Stay With Me, yes, by
because,
Becky Wade.
Yes. Because he would absolutely, like, if, like, you're dating him and you went to, you really wanted to go to karaoke, here's the thing, he would he'd be like, annoyed by it, but then he'd get there and he'd have a good time.
And he'd be great at it. And he'd probably be like, what?
And he'd be like,
but then sometimes the people who are grumpy and annoyed and don't really want to do that also aren't good at singing.
Okay, but in this scenario, Morgan, if you could have a cash prize at the end of your scavenger hunt,
is there a cash prize for karaoke? Karaoke hero?
Yeah.
So Sam is the unlikely karaoke hero.
I just think that he could sing, like...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm still going with Liam.
I think I'm still going to go with Jude, I think. I think he'd be...
I think that he would be, like, a total goofball, like...
Which would be super... That's what you want. That's what I want
karaoke. We need to go to karaoke sometime.
Yeah, we should. We do need to go.
It'd be fun.
It's fun. I don't take myself seriously at all.
Wait, have you done karaoke before?
Yes.
Oh, I never. I've done karaoke, like, with friends and, like, at a house party, but never, like, in person. Like, never out in public.
It was, like, a karaoke bar on, like, a cruise ship.
Oh, that's so cool.
Can we buddy hop off of this?
Yes.
And can I ask you all to give your go-to karaoke song?
Well, I've only done it once.
If you were a diehard character, like, what's in your back pocket? Like,
Or
maybe even, like, what you always wanted to do. A song you always wanted to do.
I have it.
Okay, go.
If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher.
Oh,
I actually think that I would crush that. I can hit some of the lower registers like Cher can, and I can really belt those out much better than I can belt out high registers, and I think I could crush that in karaoke. And on one of these days, I'm determined to give myself that opportunity.
I love it. Well, we need to make that happen. So...
Okay.
I used to say that Umbrella by Rihanna because I know all the words.
Okay.
And I can even rap the lyrics.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right. Yes.
But then I was actually at a friend's house, or I was at my house when I had some friends over and we were doing karaoke, and I realized that the lyrics are very inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So when you're singing them yourself, it just has a different layer. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I would pick an Adele song because I actually can sing fairly high.
Okay.
What's her? I Set Fire to the Rain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I forget the name.
What is the name of that song?
Who knows? But I got it.
I set fire to the rain.
Watched it burn. Yeah,
yes.
So.
Love it.
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
But, like, I also feel like the Rihanna one could go one of two ways. Like, really good. Or people would be like, why is this white girl trying to sing like Rihanna?
Maybe get a date out of it, though.
Maybe I need to go to karaoke and show people my skill sets.
Whoa. He's like, wow, I thought I was the unexpected karaoke.
But
hero.
this woman is.
What's yours?
Mine is You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Oh.
That's the only song I've sung at karaoke. So
You're So Vain.
Oh, there you go.
I love it.
Yes.
You could sing the version from How Is a Guy in 10 Days.
There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah. Either way, like, what if you started out singing
either
that
one?
And then just switched to the real one. Yeah. Okay.
Love it.
Here we go. All right.
All right, next.
17.
All right.
Who would you most want to attend a fancy gala with? Also, who would look best in a tux?
Oh, okay.
So if you haven't already picked up, listeners, we based a lot of these scenarios on scenarios from the books as well, which just adds another little layer of fun, I think. Okay. Oh, my Lord.
I have it.
Okay, go for it. Oh, wait, I know you're thinking.
Malik goes, oh, my Lord.
Morgan, what would you say?
I would say, but they could be two different answers. They don't have to be the same. You know what I mean?
Like, you would rather take the Uggo because you think it'd be a good guy as a gal.
No, I'm saying, like,
I don't think so.
Well, I'm saying, the same guy who you would want to attend a fancy gal with might not necessarily be the one who would look best in a tux.
Oh, got it. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Morgan.
My answer for both is Dr. Neil McNeil. Because, listen. First of all, I feel like he's one of the, because he's so rugged. He's such a rugged mountain man. And don't make this into something it's not. He's such a rugged mountain man, okay?
Yeah, and listen, I agree with you.
Okay, so then it would be really unexpected when he looks the handsome in a tux.
You're right.
With his hair and everything. And you're like, wow, Doc. Hello, let's go to this gala. All right,
I'm ready.
And then also, I think that he would be really fun to have at the gala. I think he would know how to dance.
Well, yeah, because in the book he knew how to dance.
Exactly. And I think he would be very good at, like, interacting with people who maybe are a little bit highfalutin. But also, he probably wouldn't be afraid to kind of poke fun of them with you at the table while you're eating dinner.
Love that.
So,
love.
That's my answer.
Love. Okay, Madeline, you're up.
Okay, who do I want to attend a fancy gala with?
Yes.
I want to attend a fancy gala with...
Oh, gosh.
I want to attend a fancy gala with...
Oh, no.
She can't even talk.
She can't stop laughing.
Do you need me to go?
I want to attend a fancy gala with any of these guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You go, Dad.
Even, I want to attend a fancy gala with Moses, for goodness sake.
Actually, that could be interesting.
Honestly?
That would be hilarious.
You think he'd roll up with the Ten Commandments as his, like...
Absolutely. For sure he'd be rolling up with the Ten Commandments. Here, well, you go, because step. I can't make a decision.
Okay.
I have too many thoughts swirling in my brain.
Okay. So I'm going to go with a controversial character.
Okay.
Okay. Not Moses. I'm going to go with Dave from The Negotiator. First of all, he's British. Second of all, he's...
What does that have to do with The Price of Eggs? What does that mean? First of all, he's British.
Was this our fancy gala?
Can you not?
You had your fancy gala.
But I mean, explain it.
Okay, well, I was trying to explain if you stop interrupting me.
First of all, he's British, which means...
Shh. Okay, I'm about to say. Okay. He has an accent. So I feel like that's always a crowd pleaser at a gala.
That's true. That's true.
Also, party quirks. He can read a room really well because he's in the FBI. So that's a good sign. Like, in case there's any danger at this gala, because you know how some galas be.
That's true.
Also, I feel like I know Morgan would say that I always thought he was the way Dee Henderson writes his character in The Negotiator, I always thought he was handsome. So I feel like he would look good in a tux. But I think I'm going to pick a different answer for the tux.
I was wondering what you were going to do.
Tux. Oh. Okay.
But the gala...
I think Dave probably would look good in a tux.
Oh, I think so, too.
I would agree with you on that.
I think that he also is... Because he grew up very rich, so he would have the class to attend a gala and not be, like, a wild card, because that would give me too much anxiety. I'm a big believer. One of the things, which, Morgan, you know this about me. I have a really hard time hanging out with groups of people or people who go to events and don't act like what's the appropriate way to act at an event or at a restaurant. So, like, what's societally appropriate at a gala is
different. She has gotten onto me for my behavior at restaurants before, actually. That's why.
Not in middle school.
In middle school? Now I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
I was thinking in college.
Oh.
What did you get onto me? What did I do in middle school?
Well, like, we would just go out, and all of our friends were so loud, and I was always really embarrassed, because I was like, we're in a restaurant, decorum, please, you know? But we didn't really care. Anyway, so,
we never got kicked out.
So. No. Well.
That was
20
years ago.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm just saying that I feel like he would do a good job in that realm, but I feel like who would look best in a tux? Del Norte.
Wow, she went there. Mm-hmm. She went
Of course I went there!
Okay, I was wondering, who's the first one you gotta drop Del Norte?
You knew it was gonna be one of us, not Morgan.
I think Del Norte is V attractive and V mysterious, but you guys are just like, whew, smitten with Del Norte.
Oh, absolutely I am. Okay.
Madeline also basically married a real life Del Norte.
Whoa.
Yes, I did.
That's why she's extra. I just feel like that's not the type I usually go for, but there's just something about Del Norte that just,
there's something about Del Norte. I agree.
I think it's because I also, when I read the book as a young adult, I was like, oh, swooned. Like, and now as an adult, I'm swooning even more, so.
I want to look through the list.
I'm going to go with Fancy Gala, like. Sam.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm content also to be accent. Awkward. Also accent. I can tend to be awkward at those events.
All three of our guys had accents.
And I feel like he would make me feel really comfortable.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
In that environment.
Yes.
And then I'm also going to stick with him for the tux. Oh, yeah. Because he would look fire in a tux.
He would look,
are you kidding me?
Very fire.
Remember how he'd be working out every morning?
Up in the gym, working on his fitness.
Every day.
Madeline has witnessed.
Well.
She has a witness.
She wishes. If you know, you know.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I was just reminding. Oh my. I was re-listening to a bunch of these episodes in the last couple weeks to prepare for this season 2 kickoff. And in the episode for Tacos for Two with Jude, literally in the book, the main character, Rory, she literally comments on Jude, he must, because he's wearing a polo shirt and she sees his muscles, mm-hmm. and she thinks to herself, does he work out regularly or is he just one of those naturally fit people?
I don't think that's a real thing.
I remember that. And I also remember thinking, like, that's not real.
You literally said that. You
that's
said
not that. Real. Come on.
Anyways, okay. So fun. I love that. Mm-hmm. So okay.
Drum roll.
All right.
Next.
Three.
Whoa, Maureen, do you want to read this one?
Sure. Ahem. Stranger who would most want to be seated next to on a plane that crashes. On a plane that crashes.
Okay, so this is we're throwing okay. it to Stranded in the Mountains mm-hmm, mm-hmm, by mm-hmm. our girl, Jerry.
Okay.
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 LOL. Can you imagine those on a plane?
Okay. Can you... He would just stand up and start calling on the hand of God.
I think that's he would, like, part the seas, though. It'd probably land real softly.
There you go.
There you make go.
A runway out of the... Wow. Okay.
Runway out of the ocean. That sounds like a Lion Christian song.
I would pick Del Norte for this one. Because he has some good survival instincts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And... handsome.
He's Del Norte.
And he's handsome. So if you got to kiss someone as you're going down, if you think it's going to be your last moment, you're like, got to make out with the guy next to me in the
might
seat.
Might as well make the most of it.
Exactly.
For 1 minute, let's pretend to be in love.
Isn't that what Jazz and Amanda say?
Yes, in Murder My Hitman. Yes. Fine. No, that's what Amanda tells Jazz the first night.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Wait, what? But also, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with Del Norte for the same reasons. It's Del Norte all the way from me.
Okay, real question, yes. though. Uh-huh. He lived in the 1800s, so would he know what to do?
I know, that's my thing, is...
Oh.
Is how... Are we taking these characters out of their time context?
Survival.
Or are we keeping them in their time
context? I mean, one could argue that if you can survive in Mexico, the Wild West, like, he could probably survive a plane crash.
But are we keeping them in their time scenarios?
Yes.
As far as, like, this their level of understanding? Or does it matter?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think about it.
I would say it's really more about, like...
personality?
Yeah. And looks. I think it's more about personality.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Okay.
Del Norte.
Okay, so... I'm a little bit torn between two.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
I'm intrigued.
you're intrigued that I'm intrigued. Mm-hmm. So I feel like...
correct.
Austin from Elizabeth Goddard's
Never Let Go.
Yes. Okay. So here's the thing, is that you need a capable man
mm-hmm. yep.
for that kind of situation.
Absolutely.
So, Del Norte, yes, very capable. Mm-hmm. My other thought is Michael Hosea, okay? Listen, okay? Bear with me.
Okay, I'm bearing with you, all things.
Okay, so... I need to talk this out because this is how my brain works.
Okay,
so Austin, former FBI. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's really skilled and he knows how to like handle situations, especially high stress. Okay.
Yes.
That's very important. Now, Michael Hosea, here's the thing. While his survival was based on the prairie life of, or not prairie life, but California Wild West, mm-hmm. the reality is he was very capable of doing a lot of things. But here's the thing. Would those skills of excellent farming, being able to build a house, do all those things, manage, like, translate well to a plane crash? Not sure. So I'm going to go with Austin.
Okay. I think that's a good choice.
I think that is a good choice.
I think that he would be a good choice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, next one. My goodness. This is fun.
26.
Oh, okay. Morgan.
Okay.
Who would you want to be set up on a blind date with? Blind date. Okay.
Okay, here's a question. Do you think that this blind date, you want it to go somewhere? Or it's just like...
Don't you always want a blind date to go somewhere?
You want, sure. Usually, the whole point of going on a date is you think it might go somewhere. Any date, right, blind, right, or sure, not. Just a regular
date. Okay. Okay. Blind or not. Yes.
What is that? Have you guys ever watched... Have you guys...
What?
I'm obsessed with Family Feud, the show Family Feud.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I'm feeling sad, I'll just watch Family Feud Funniest Answers.
Oh my God.
On like YouTube, okay? And have you seen the one? It's like the question is like, name something that your blind date conveniently forgot to mention. And the person slaps the thing and goes, he's blind. And Steve Harvey.
He's my, like, favorite, oh my responder. God. It's hysterical.
He goes, name something. Oh, I really am a blind date. Show me blind. That was not up there. It was hilarious.
It was not on the board?
No,
it
was
not. Right. That's about it. That would have been hilarious.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Blind date.
Oh, wow. Okay, so... I'm going to say, and here's my reasoning. I'm going to say somebody like a Jude or a Liam. And here's my reasoning, is I feel like those guys are pretty average as far as like looks, personality.
Yeah.
I feel like any other person on this list would be so either... too much in one direction,
uh-huh,
that I would just be like, what is happening? But if I...
Can you imagine if you went on a blind date and your blind date was Del Norte?
Right, exactly. You'd be like, I can't speak because I've forgotten how to use the English language.
Right, exactly.
Because I'm in the presence of this
man. And would he think it was charming? Or would he be like, she's crazy?
Exactly. And you would ruin your chance. You would ruin your chances.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I would choose... I'm going to go with Jude. I'm going to go with Jude. He seems really down to earth. Easy to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
We would probably inevitably have something in common, so we probably could like converse, uh-huh, easily. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go with Jude.
Okay, so I'm gonna I'm gonna do two. One, okay, is if I wanted the blind date to go badly.
Why would you go into a date? Why
no, I'm saying
because for the story.
Like,
let me tell you about this blind date I went, yes, on one time.
And here's the thing. Okay. I'm saying that if me answering this question, not because I actually want to go on a blind date this time.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay.
Jazz Brown.
Absolutely, 100%. Let me tell you about this blind date.
What if you went on a blind date with Jazz Brown and at the end of it you were like,
okay. Yikes, this guy might be my soulmate.
You like, listen to me.
What a fine man.
Do you remember him when we first met Belle? Nothing about that is my type.
I mean, he was just laying it on thick.
He really was.
I'm not, here's the thing, I don't succumb to sweet talkers like that.
My other one is Will
Pennington, because I think that here's the thing. I feel like he and I would strike up good conversations. Mm-hmm. We're both like more intellectual. I imagine he's also well educated, so I feel like we would find things to talk about. I also think that he would be the right amount of like interesting, that I wouldn't be too intimidated, because that's a real thing. The right amount of good looking, but also I feel like he would be the kind of guy, like, if it goes well, we'd be like, you want to go dancing or something fun? And like,
yes, and
that's what you
like,
want.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, so my answer is obviously Will Pennington, but I'm thinking that, like, which character would you want to go on the worst blind date with? Jazz.
I would have to read it.
The stories would be amazing.
I also have dating stories that I'm surprised that I haven't gone out with a guy like Jazz yet.
It's only a matter of time.
One day I'll tell this podcast about how my dad set me up on a blind date, but that's not today. It'll come up sometime. I'm
sure it will. Well, I was also gonna pick Will Pennington.
You can pick whoever you want.
Let me just see if there's. I wouldn't want to go on a blind date with anyone else. I don't think.
Kevin.
No. Milksop Kevin. No. Nobody with an accent that would intimidate me too much for a blind date.
What about Michael Hosea?
No. I think he is great in his story. I wouldn't. No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Not your vibe.
I mean, here's the thing. I do pick Will Pennington because I will say, my earlier thing is I'm going to find someone on here who probably most resembles my husband's personality, and it is Will Pennington.
There you
so
go.
That kind of
makes sense.
Grumpy, a little bit of a intellectual, but sometimes can come across as a know-it-all, but in a cute way. That's the guy I married. So that tends to be so my attractive works. Level.
Yeah. 10 years in, you're loving it, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, four.
Four. All right. I'll read this one. Someone you would most want to meet at a crime scene. Someone who you mo... Not a criminal.
That's for sure.
Yikes. Not the killer.
Someone you would most want to meet okay. at a crime scene.
Who's law enforcement?
Del Norte.
Morgan Dave.
Also, Austin.
I mean, he's like ex-FBI. Listen. I would say Dave.
I'm going to say Del Norte. Because there's...
Y'all are going to be fleeing the crime scene because someone thinks you're guilty.
Del Norte and I?
Well, because Del Norte's all like...
He's an outlaw. I know. It's when you're more than famous.
That's when you're more than famous. Listen, but it didn't say who would you want to investigate a crime with. It said who would you want to meet at a crime scene.
Yeah, I'm going to say Dave.
I would say a hot police officer is who I would want to meet, but not Dave.
Well,
I'm going to pick someone else.
According to Dean Anderson.
He is.
There you go.
I'm going to go with...
We're just like leaning over the phone. We made a list of everybody's name, and they all have like emojis next to their name so that we can...
We need to take a screenshot of this and share it on stories.
I don't know.
Jazz Brown is also a policeman. He's a lieutenant.
That's true.
Yeah. I stick by Del Norte, because here's the thing. Any situation, Del Norte can help me out of. So if, like, we meet at the crime scene because I happen upon it, and he's like... What happened here? And I'm like, I don't know.
Do you know? I just thought
I'm
going to
string up some of these guys from their feet.
Season 2. I was like, oh, no, he's not on this list.
Oh, yeah.
I guess just to pick someone different, I will go with Austin because you know what? I'm going to go with my gut, which is Carlos.
Carlos? Why?
Explain yourself. Carlos from Cassidy's Charm.
He's a nice guy. He's fun. I feel like he would make me feel like calm in a stressful situation.
Okay.
In this scenario, what is he doing at the crime scene?
He's just a random passerby.
Random passerby on his way to sell his hand-tooled leather goods.
Yes. Okay, there we go. Sense.
It right. does make sense. Okay. 13.
Okay, 13. Okay. Who on this list would be the most likely to ask a stranger for directions.
Oh.
On this list. On this book list.
You know who's not winning this? Del Norte.
He's not
going
to ask any strangers.
No, he never would. Okay. Who would be the most likely to ask a stranger for directions?
Matt.
Or Kevin. Kevin probably would.
You don't know where he's going.
Do you know who else would? David Grantland?
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel like he wants to come across as a tougher guy than he is. I don't know if he would.
I'm going with Matt from the London House.
Okay.
I think Kevin would. That's my answer. I don't think Kevin there's anything wrong with asking a stranger for directions. He just seems someone very, he's like, let's just ask someone. I don't know.
I don't know where to go.
Mm.
Falcon, do you know? Is there any Falcon?
Do you remember?
Excuse me, cough, cough. Father? Oh, wait.
No, Paw. He said Paw.
Paw? I ain't anybody's Paw.
I'm going to go with Liam because I don't think he's too proud to ask for directions.
I agree.
I think that he would also have fun and make it an experience. So, because I will say that if you're ever in a situation and you're very lost, your maps aren't working, you need to find directions, and you're with someone who refuses to ask for directions because they're too dang cocky. I'm going
to
plead the fifth on that. I'm not going to talk about it.
Right. I got it.
That's for our after hours. Gonville.
Okay.
But I think that Liam would be humble enough and then we would still have a good time. Because I will say that usually I feel like you're trying to find directions and you can't, and you use your resourcefulness and you can't find it. You also want someone who's going to be able to like hang with it and laugh and like not be stressed and not be freaked out by it. And just like, yeah. So I feel like I would say Liam from
That's good.
Plot twist.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Okay, eight.
One. You're
out. Okay, eight. Who would you want to compete against in a food truck festival?
Okay, who would you want to compete against?
Michael Hosea, because I don't think he's going to be that good of a cook, and I could win.
There you go.
That is valid. Very good tactic there.
I'm going to go with Marcus from...
I would
Marcus
just,
from A Voice Mar- Coming.
Because here's the thing. That man has never cooked.
He's never cooked.
But boy, life. He would look handsome in that.
Okay, but it crack. Wasn't a hot it competition. It's literally a...
It would be. It would be if Marcus is cooking.
But listen, here's the thing. His food would be inedible. He's always had servants cook for him. And also food back in the day, his skill set would be lackluster in modern society.
Bacon wrap dates?
I don't know. They had bacon back then.
They had pigs. Why would they not have had bacon?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Jafunna. What?
Miriam's husband.
Miriam's husband. Jafunna from Miriam's song. Because, again, if he knows how to cook anything, it's probably unleavened bread. And I'm pretty sure I could sweep the floor with that guy.
Also, maybe with his hard bread.
Here's the thing. Madeline. Wait, what?
What did you say? Unleavened bread can be kind of hard and crispy. So I said she could also use
Madeline that. Madeline made the most delicious.
Speaking of unleavened bread.
Literally just the other night. I know. The most delicious, what was it? Just flatbread?
It was flatbread.
Flatbread.
It was,
by the way, Jafunna, coming after. It was so good. Like, I can't even tell you how good it was. I had, like, 17 pieces. And then
how big was this bread?
It was just, like, little flatbreads. Oh, I made, like, a bunch of them.
I didn't have 17 pieces, but I probably did have 5. And I didn't put butter on them or anything. I was just scarfing them.
They were really
regsies because they were so good.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I need... When I'm off my gluten-free diet, we should have...
I think we all had different strategy. Or the same strategy on that one where it's
just
like...
Different,
how can we win this food truck?
Yeah. I mean...
Marcus would distract me so much, I would burn everything, though.
Yeah, but we're not in the same food truck.
With his big biceps and a tank?
Toga?
Oh, my God.
Little Roman toga?
Whoa, is he wearing a toga?
Of course he is. What, he doesn't have any other clothes?
Wow. What would his food truck be? Probably just like... Like
dates
and olives and some Mediterranean salad.
Tapas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen.
Okay.
I still think I have a chance. I make really good food.
Oh yeah, yes, you do. Absolutely.
Okay, so 5 is next.
Okay, so
who would you most?
Oh no.
Who would you most want to survive a plague with? Also, which plague?
Out of like biblical plagues?
Of the biblical plague fame. Wow.
Who would you most want to survive a plague with, and what plague?
I would want to go out on a limb and just say, any of them. It doesn't matter. I'll survive them with any of these guys. That's fine if we survive. No, I'll pick someone specific.
Is there anybody with medical experience here? Carlos.
Dr. Neil. Dr. McNeil, my answer 100%. Absolutely.
How would you choose anybody else? Which plague?
Boils.
Typhoid.
Typhoid? Don't. The biblical plagues.
Oh, we're doing biblical
plagues. Typhoid. I would pick boils because here's my strategy on that. If he helped me survive boils, he saw me at my literal worst. That's so that I have only
true
been
love.
Better after that.
That's true.
That's true.
I will go with Dr. Neil McNeil and death.
What?
The death plague?
Oh, dear God.
The death plague, because the key is we're surviving, right? So if we can survive the death plague,
it's death of a firstborn, though.
Yeah, but you put the so little blood on the door.
That got dark real fast.
Yeah, but what if she doesn't? In this scenario, he's just her boyfriend, so they don't have a child.
We don't have a child.
Okay.
I would like to survive death.
There you go.
Final answer.
Okay. I'm going to... I'm going to say Michael Hosea.
Okay.
Because I feel like there are things about living in the frontier of California Gold Rush that probably felt very plague-esque. Yeah, exactly. And so I feel like he could survive. Mm-hmm. And I would say darkness. Because here's the thing.
Oh.
While I know the darkness was like menacing and almost demonic, like at least nothing's oozing, there's nothing jumping, and we could just be together.
That's true.
Maybe we get like
huddled really, together in the dark.
Yeah, and just have conversations. Like you said, huddled together in the dark together.
Huddled together.
They were imprisoned in Mexico in a Mexican prison.
Imprisoned in Mexico in a Mexican prison.
That Lost Twin sister. We're also going to be quoting season one highlights for sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Next. 20. Oh no. Hold on. We already did that one. 15?
Most likely to walk into their house even if the door is unlocked.
Oh, snap. On this list.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, so most likely to walk in the house if the door is unlocked?
Yeah. Like to go ahead and go in.
To just go ahead and go in.
The door is unlocked.
Del Norte. Del Norte doesn't knock. He's not a knocker.
Well, but like if his doors were unlocked, you don't think he would go in like cautious?
It didn't say what way he goes in. It would just say most likely to go in.
I think any of these guys would go in. I think, I'm trying to decide if I want to answer it, like, oblivious. Who would be, like, the most oblivious? Just, like, walk in.
David Graham.
That's probably true.
Or Kevin.
Did I lock my door? Oh, whatever.
David
Graham.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I mean, I would also go with either Kevin or David Grantland on that one. Okay. Just like,
yeah, there you go.
They would just kind of waltz right in.
What was your pick, Odette?
Del Norte.
Oh, Del Norte.
I said he's not a knocker.
He's not.
That's
a
true.
Not
there you
true.
Go.
Four. We should have put a strike through on these.
I know.
That's okay.
Oh, we already did that one.
Okay. Sorry, I literally picked no, do not repeat. So I don't know. 8.
Did that one.
11?
Hey, who would you want to solve a murder with?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Murder.
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 There has been murder. R is the most menacing sound.
That's why it's called murder.
And not muck duck. The Office, if you know, you know. Okay, Daniel from Stranger in the Mountains.
Daniel. Oh, okay.
I feel like here's the thing. He, while not a cop, he is trained in survival. And so I think he understands how to, like, navigate situations. And I feel like half the thing of solving a murder is being able to read a situation and solve for whatever comes your way. Because we all know murders never just, like, unfold cleanly. Like, there's always complications. Right. Yeah. So I feel like that would be who I would say. And also too, I know that he would protect me because usually at the end, the bad guy comes after you.
If we know anything about romantic suspense, the bad guy will be coming after us at the end.
I think I'd pick Matt.
Because I think he could be like a little bit of a
sleuthing.
Sleuthing.
A good sleuth like partner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was going to go kind of that direction too with Will Pennington.
Because I feel like he would be into a good sleuth.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Let's go sleuthing. I'd be like, yes, absolutely. Let's do it. Let's get married after. Sleuthing, then marriage.
That's how it works.
Then comes,
first comes sleuthing,
then comes marriage. Number 10.
Oh, here. You read it, Morgan. Who would you want as a neighbor if you needed to borrow their washer/dryer?
Amazing. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Del Norte.
But do you think he just has, like, a wash bucket by the river?
Okay, so it's going to take even longer.
Don't you just look at him.
Look at him the whole time.
Like, do you want me to wash your shirt too, bud? Looks a little dirty.
Just me at the washboard, staring at Del Norte.
The creepiest neighbor he's ever had.
For sure. He'd be like, who is this lady?
I'm going to go with Jude because I feel like he'd be a very neat and clean guy, and so his washer and dryer would be in good condition. And I feel like, have you ever done laundry at someone's house and like their washer is like real dirty.
Janky.
Yeah, and real janky.
I've never done laundry at anybody else's house.
I mean, like,
other than my relatives, mother's in-laws. I don't think.
Yeah. Well, there was a while where I didn't have a washer and dryer, so I have done laundry many places. And I, and just in my life, right? Like, you know, you stay in Airbnb or you do something where it's, like, not that's the true. Best. Like, sure. So I feel like Jude seems like he's put together, and he would also probably have one of those fancy ones that, like, oh. has a little song and, like, you set, like, it's, you know. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
but not too fancy that I'd be afraid to use it. Like, Dave's would be too fancy. I'd be like, ah, does it come with a maid to use this?
Dave's would be?
Yeah, he's very wealthy. He has a mansion.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. My gosh. I forgot that he had a mansion.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute. Book boyfriend, pause. Dave has a mansion. And I feel like this is an important point that we forgot about Dave.
Well, because Morgan's hatred of Dave overshadowed his nice house.
Okay, but I'm going to be taking that into consideration the rest of the questions.
Going forward.
Okay.
I would say Carlos for this one because he's very tidy.
Ah.
And
his Andy jewels leather goods.
So we can talk about that while I'm waiting for my clothes to dry.
What if he doesn't have a washer, though, and you have to hang them outside?
You need a dryer. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I didn't pick Sam.
Right, exactly. Why we didn't pick Sam.
Carlos would, I mean, he would have a dryer.
Yeah, he seems like the type.
Yeah.
That man has a dryer.
Sure.
That man definitely has a dryer.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Did we do 25 already?
Yes.
No.
No?
Not 25.
Oh, we did 26. Okay. Who would be the best friends to lovers relationship potential?
Henry.
Okay.
Enemies to lovers.
Is that the same question?
Yeah. So friends to lovers and enemies to lovers.
Two different. Okay.
Uh-huh. And I'm guessing this is... We're putting ourselves in this scenario?
Yes, okay. Of course.
Okay.
So Henry for friends to lovers. Okay. And...
Oh, gosh.
I kind of want to say Del Norte, because I feel like we'd probably start off on the wrong foot.
Oh, for sure.
And I feel...
Hopefully.
Like Juliana, you know, where it's just like...
That's true.
You're being accused of something, and I mean...
Friends to lovers. I think Liam would be my best friends to lovers situation, because I feel like I would be friends with someone like Liam and not necessarily see his relationship potential right at the beginning. And then enemies to lovers?
Kevin. Ooh, I Dave. Think, I don't think Dave could be
enemies.
Oh, no. More
than Dave, though? He has a mansion.
And a plane. He owns his own plane. He's a pilot. He can fly you anywhere in the world.
Okay.
That's not my pick, because I don't think we would be antagonistic from the start. I think I would just be like, here's the thing. For me, enemies to lovers, you have to have the really good antagonistic, like,
you don't think you'd be like that way with Dave?
No, I think I would just be like, this guy's a jerk, and walk away. No.
Even with the accent and the mansion.
Correct. Mm. I think I wouldn't give him the time of day. I think that would be all that he has going for him in my mind, but that's not enough to make him my mortal enemy. I think Neil McNeil and I would argue all the time.
There
I see
sparks
be flying.
Sparks fly. Okay, I think friends. Daniel. I would get along with Daniel. From Strand of the Mountains.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I'd get along with him really well.
Yes.
He seems fun. And then let's see. Enemies. I don't know of any of these guys that I would be like mad at, you know?
What about Dave? Would you be mad at him at first?
No.
Because your sister back talked to him and you're like, you know what?
No, I think I'd like Dave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
I'm gonna go with Michael Hosea because I feel like his personality is annoying.
Okay.
For me. Personally.
Yes. Yeah.
I think he makes a great character in the novel. Yeah. But I feel like he would annoy me so bad and I'd be like, oh my God.
Can't stand that name, Michael Hosea. Oh my gosh, who has two names like that? Michael Hosea. What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
Which one's your first name? Which one's your last name?
Pick a name. Pick a career. Are you a farmer? Are you a rancher?
Why are you strong feelings about Michael Hosea? Okay, number three. Did we do that one yet?
Yes. But we didn't do number two, so I'll do number two.
Perfect.
Person you would bring with you to Michael Scott's dinner party.
Oh, snap. That's a good question.
That's an infamous episode. I've probably seen that 25 times.
Oh, yeah. The dinner party. Wow.
That's a great, oh my gosh.
I would bring Jazz Brown.
Whoa, for real?
Absolutely. That, like, would, that would add a crazy dynamic to Michael's dinner party.
Also, Jan and Jazz energy would just be
whoa.
Like, the dysfunction, you can feel it. It's palpable.
It's very palpable.
I just want to, I would bring Jazz because so I could just sit, you back, just sit back
with
watch,
some popcorn and watch
me and
it
Jan
play
could
out.
Be like this to the camera.
Oh, gosh. I think I'd bring Marcus.
Okay. I think he would just make some ridiculous comments over the course of it, and it would be hysterical, and I would just, like, laugh and keep drinking wine. That's what I think.
That'd be fun. Okay. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Dave, because I feel like Michael would be infatuated with him.
Oh!
And, like, it would just be a fun dynamic to have, like, because I feel like Michael would man crush on him, and Jan would be jealous.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious.
And it would just be a fun dynamic, and Dwight would just ask him really inappropriate questions about being an FBI. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or having a mansion.
Yeah.
That actually is a great
And I feel like Jan would be awkwardly stroking his arm and trying to get him to dance with her.
Or his knee.
Like, either way, either like way. I should have the gym, yes. in that episode. And that
yeah.
Way. Yeah. Okay. That was a great one.
That was good.
16. Did we do 16 yet? Oh, most likely to propose on the second date.
On the second date?
Most likely to propose on the second date.
I'm going to go with Michael Jose again. Because he pulls something crazy like God told me to that we're supposed to get married.
Elizabeth, we've been commanded to multiply and replenish the earth. The second date. I mean, I would say Jazz Brown.
Yeah, his personality?
Yeah.
Completely.
Carlos.
Okay.
That's a good one, too. That's all these one. Are good.
Yes.
Because he would fall hard and fall fast, and he's too young to know any better that, like, hey, maybe a second date isn't a good time
and
to propose to a woman.
And he would hand-tool you a leather engagement ring.
Ew, I don't want a leather ring. It would chafe on my finger.
Exactly. You'd be like, no, Carlos.
I think it'd be great. I feel like it'd be more durable. It's not going to, like, anyways.
I don't know. I feel like the leather, it would just, like, when you sweat in on your finger, I feel like it would just be, like, painful, and you couldn't, like, wear it underwater. Like,
so
when you wash your hands.
Every time you wash your hands?
Yeah, it feels annoying. Yeah.
I do that already.
I was like, that one already does that.
I do that most of the time. Not when I'm, like, out, usually, but I
don't. Yeah. I recently started getting jewelry that doesn't tarnish when you... run under, like, wash your hands and stuff, and, like, it's the best thing ever, because it's, like...
I haven't been able to wear my wedding and engagement rings since being pregnant, and I'm on my third pregnancy. Like, something about my skin chemistry changed, and I can't wear the metal on my rings anymore.
Oh, so. Does it, like, itch or something?
So
or
I've actually switched to, like, one of those, like, silicone plastic rings most of the time, because it, like, makes, like, a spot on my hand.
Oh, weird.
I said it was like it never did that before though. So it was something about like my skin chemistry that changed after.
I've heard people say if you're having that problem, if you take clear nail polish and paint it two coats on the inside of the ring, then the metal won't be in contact with your skin at all.
It seems like a lot of work. Two coats specifically?
I don't know. Because depending on
one of us.
I feel like depending on how thick the nail polish is, one coat might not actually stop the metal from touching your hand.
Okay. How many more do we have here?
Well,
just start going on the list and doing ones that we haven't done.
Okay.
Here's a great one. Person who you would most want to be stuck in line at Walmart with on Black Friday.
Oh, that's a great one. It's a real life scenario.
Here's a real life scenario.
As if some of the other ones haven't been real.
Well, but some of them are kind of far-fetched. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I would say Liam for that one. I think he'd be fun. He'd crack some jokes. He'd probably make friends with people in front of you and behind you in line. That's what I would say.
I think Henry, because I think he would help me strategize and plan out what we need to get, and we could divide and conquer, and I think he'd do a good job of that.
Okay. That's good. Wait, who did you just say? I was trying to calculate how many ones we had left.
Henry. Okay. From the do-over. The one who I told Bethany Turner, she wrote my soulmate.
Yeah, for real.
Stand by that.
I'm going to have to go with Del Norte for this one.
What is the benefit for the...
Because I feel like
he would just, like,
intimidate, like, people so they'd back
bulldoze
down.
Bulldoze people down and, like, just, like, just steamroll.
Do you think he'd start a riot?
Manhandle everybody.
Wow.
Like, come in and be like, this woman wants herself a television. Boom, boom. He's, like, firing pistols into the air.
Oh, my God.
So Madeline took it from a realistic scenario to a we're gonna end up in jail at the end of the night scenario, but man, it was a good time.
But man, it was a good time.
What good is your TV gonna be when you're both in prison?
Well, at least I got the deal. Okay, we have six or seven more.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Here we go. What's the next one? Oh, okay. Who would you bring to an awkward family Thanksgiving?
Del Norte. Here's why, okay? We're gonna space. Listen.
Listen, we knew Del Norte was gonna be reigning champion.
Was gonna, yeah. So, because listen,
I'm thinking about Odette's stories about awkward family Thanksgiving.
Listen, here's the thing.
Norte would add to that.
My family, any family dinner that I have with my immediate family, is wild and just a whole situation and awkward. It's just the reality of it. I've come to terms with it. But here's the thing. Sometimes I wonder what it would be like to bring someone who's kind of a wild card. And here's the thing. My brother and brother-in-law would hang well with Del Norte. My father would probably be intimidated by him, so he wouldn't say something like, how old are you? And then decide based on how old the man answers, who gets in line first for food. So he'd just be intimidated. And I think my nephew... I think my nephew would just, like, be cute and sweet to him, and I think that he would melt Del Norte's, like, intense exterior.
Facade.
I mean, he's also a good guy at heart, so. But okay. I think that there'd be enough interesting things. I also feel like he could just tell stories, and then there'd be less awkwardness. Also, here's the thing. He wouldn't shy away from dating me after one awkward dinner with my side of the family.
That is also true.
That's like, here's the thing. I have this theory, if you have awkward family meals regularly, is that there's two types of guys who you bring home to these. One is one that you're not sure about, and if he bails after, like, one family dinner, not worth your time. Second is one who you're like, listen, this is the guy.
This is the one.
And he's so, like... And it's just part of, like, dating me is this is... Because I love my family, and they're great, but it's always awkward. So I feel like that would be the reality of it is, like...
There you go.
Like, you come, and it's like, hey, this is part of what it is, and I'm going to be kind and great. And, like, my brother-in-law was with my dad. He told him that he knows how to face cars, and my dad literally shouted from the church lobby while my sister and him got engaged. So not an exaggeration. And then everyone came up to me and said, oh, we heard you got engaged. Where's the ring? It's actually not me. It's my sister.
They look alike. They don't look that much alike.
People think we're the same person.
People have confused you. To me, is baffling.
It is baffling to me as well.
Even things like, they'll literally be like, I didn't know there was two of you.
Wow. Interesting.
Well, there's not.
So there you go.
Weird thing to say.
There's two sisters, but there's not two of me or two of her. Anyways. Okay.
People are crazy.
Okay.
I am going to go with... Thanksgiving. No. I'm gonna go with Marcus.
Oh, okay.
Because
Morgan's like, actually, I'd probably be at this Thanksgiving.
Any awkward situation.
You bring normally, a Roman centurion, done deal.
I normally shy away. I hate them.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's family members there, I'm like, okay. How could we make this interesting?
Oh
yeah.
Bringing Marcus would make it interesting.
And that's what I think. Let's bring this guy in who would probably, let's be honest, just get
immediate family crazy or extended. Drunk. What are you planning on? Immediate or extended?
Extended family.
That's where
he would probably just get crazy drunk and then be the life of the party, and people would just watch him because he would do weird things and be hilarious.
And you wouldn't have to do anything. You could just sip your wine and relax. Be like
the
basically TV.
Ensue.
Yeah.
Just watch them stories.
There you go.
I think... I was also thinking extended family. I think I would pick Sam. Because I think Sam would call people out. Like, I don't think Sam would be afraid of calling people out on
anything.
That's
so true. If somebody said something that he thought was... dumb or ridiculous or whatever, I think he would just not be afraid to call someone out, and that's the kind of person who I would want at an awkward family gathering.
I could see that.
Number 7 has a parenthetical. I'm not sure.
Who would you most want to run into at an airport bar? Parenthetical. If you. This could be like the treasure hunt situation. So if you want to run into them in an airport bar while you're drunk, maybe.
If that's a la Olivia from Plot Twist.
Plot Twist, correct.
Okay.
So I'll leave that up to the. Who do you most want to run into?
Do you know this person, I'm assuming, in this scenario? Because you run into them, it's not right,
like
you meet them.
Like a. Right. Not a first meeting.
Not necessarily.
Oh. Run into implies.
Run into.
Because you're at an airport bar drinking.
Okay, you're at an airport bar drinking, you could physically run into them.
That's true.
You don't know them.
I'm going to go with where it's like someone that you know sees you drunk at the airport bar.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's Odette is going to go with that. And okay. What is your pick?
Marcus, because he wouldn't judge me.
Fair.
I would pick, my pick for this one is Del Norte. Because I would be, here's in this scenario, I'm drunk and maybe a little sad, and I would physically run into him, and I'd be like, wow, you're very handsome because I'm drunk. And then he would just think I was so charming and hilarious that he would sit down, and he's like, let's have another drink together, little Missy. And then we would just have a great conversation, and maybe end up doing a little kissing.
Who knows?
That's fine.
When at the airport.
What do you think people do in airports?
I bet you a lot of people kiss in airports.
Kiss us, I'm sure. Kiss goodbye or kiss hello goodbye. Or, you know, what at the airport?
Love actually is all around.
That's true. I'm just saying, I've literally been in multiple airports and multiple airport
with
bars.
Multiple men.
No. That's not where I was going. What do you think I live a side life that you don't know about?
I was curious where you were going with it.
I was going to say, I've not seen people kissing in airport bar out of all the times. And I've been to airports lots of different times a day. Early in the morning, mid-afternoon, early evening, early afternoon, nighttime. So I'm just saying.
Okay, I have my pick. Ready?
Okay, go for it.
I want to run into Jazz Brown.
Whoa.
Because okay. I feel like if I've had a few drinks,
you think it wasn't as annoying?
I'd be like, Jazz, oh my gosh, so good to see you.
Exactly. I would be more willing to engage him, and I feel like, gosh. That's a good humorous situation.
Yeah.
That's a good one, actually.
All about the comedy. I like that.
There was this guy that I saw for a little bit in college, dated for a little bit, and I met him the first time when I had been drinking, and so I didn't realize he was only fun. And, like, we only got along when we were drinking, because then we went out a couple times, and the one time that we went out and got coffee, like, on campus, we, like, were very bored. And he, like, we had very different interests, like, very, like, polar opposite of everything. And I was like, oh. So, like, there is a thing, Madeline, to your point about Jazz, that there's some people that if, like, you're, like, I don't want to say inhibitions in a bad way, but if, like, your, like, normal judgment is, like, a little bit impaired, that you would strike up a conversation with more people, especially.
Right, right.
And then be like, and anyways, but.
Right.
Yeah, so
or
just.
Like, in reality, they're, like, potential.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
My sister met him, she was like, this guy? And I was like, oh, yeah. And then when I had, and then when I hung out with him.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, like, one of those things. I was like,
good job, Amelia.
Yeah. Because I was really excited, and she was, like, visiting me, and I was like, oh, my God, you need to meet this guy that I'm kind of seeing. And she was like, wait, seriously?
Okay.
She was like, have you ever hung out with him and not drank? And I was like, yeah. And then.
I'm like, wait. No.
Because, like, it's very easy in college. Like, you go out for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Who would you most want to find you if you had been shot in the woods?
What?
Del Norte. Because he himself has been shot, so he would be able to help. He probably has some kind of bandana that could wrap around it as a tourniquet.
Some kind of bandana. I hope so.
I feel like Del Norte would just kind of like throw you over his shoulder.
Yeah.
So too.
But I'm saying like, that he would like.
I'm could bleed out by the time we.
No, I'm someone. Saying, but I'm saying that he would help you because like he's a gentle, like he's like that kind of guy. You know, he treats.
Oh yeah.
Who would Liana, right? So I think that he would like use a bandage and like. Tourniquet it and then like carry you through the woods and so you get to safety.
I would pick Dr. Neil McNeil because he has medical experience.
Okay, well obviously fair. Dr. Neil McNeil. And but I'm gonna go with Daniel because he's I feel like he could
prepare for anything.
He could deal with that. He could handle that.
Also here's the thing, if I end up dying, at least if Del Norte is the last thing that I see, not a bad way to go.
Not a bad way to go.
from my gunshot wound in the woods.
Oh my gosh.
You know it's true, man.
I do know it's true.
Okay. I like that we thought this podcast might not even be an hour long.
That's hilarious.
Oh, us chatty chatties?
No. Okay. Ooh, 14 is the next one we have not done.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Most likely to lead you to Christ.
Bringing it back.
That's right.
Moses.
Okay. Moses. No, he didn't know Christ. He didn't know Christ.
He didn't know that guy.
I mean, David Grantland. He's the path, the preacher.
Or I could, like, Carlos.
Probably. Yeah, Carlos probably.
Chaz Brown, honestly.
Chaz Brown?
He's a loose cannon.
That's, yeah.
Honestly, here's the thing. Would I be like, if you're serving God, do I really want to serve him like you do?
Yikes.
So it might not be.
I'm going to go with Carlos.
Okay.
I'm sticking with David Grantland.
I'm going to go with... tough call.
Okay.
No. I mean... I'm gonna go with Dave, actually.
Dave, okay.
From, The Negotiator.
Oh, yeah. Well, he leads What's-Her-Face to Christ.
Well, and I feel like he... Because I think if I was an adult and wasn't a Christian, I think that I would have a lot of questions about things that I don't understand, and I think he'd be able to hang with me and talk about those and at it from a preacher perspective, but more of, like, this is a life experience perspective because he's been through a lot. Yeah. So that's why I think that I'd be able to... Like, I think... And I also think he'd be willing to have multiple conversations and not judge me for having a lot of questions.
Because he did in the book.
Exactly.
No, 18. I agree. 18?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you most want to show up unannounced outside your door? In what context?
Any context.
Context?
Whoa. We have to put some parameters around this.
Like, you're at your house hanging... And there's a knock at your door.
How cute do you look when you answer the door?
It is a night where you're having the perfect hair day, glass of wine in your hand, and your lounge outfit is your
cute sweats?
Yes, is V.
Not your Amanda Bell Brown sweats.
Yes.
Okay.
That people are going to judge you for.
Okay. And is this, they just show up unannounced at your door. Is this someone you know?
Yes.
Oh, it's someone you know.
Yeah.
Okay, it's someone you know.
But they, you didn't know that they were coming. Maybe you don't even know that they're in town.
Oh.
Like, it's unannounced in every sense of the word.
We're writing our own book right here.
I mean, Will Pennington.
That's who I'd pick. Yeah. It all comes back to the Del Norte.
One who is your significant other the most like?
Exactly.
I'm going to go with Henry because I think I would...
These are... Are perfect answers for the three of us. That's hilarious.
I feel like... Because he would come in and we could have a good hang, probably watch a movie, do something chill, and it would be like, I'd be really happy to see him and not at all like, what am I wearing? Because I feel like if like Del Norte was outside
and then
my door,
he leaves and you just have that like little like giddy feeling in your stomach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
exactly.
I get
I
it.
I love that. That's the best.
I know. Oh,
yes. Absolutely. Okay.
How many more do we got?
I think we have like 4 more.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. Picture. Most likely to actually be a serial killer.
Whoa.
My first gut is Jazz Brown, but let me just double check. Okay. Oh, Marcus.
Oh.
Marcus.
Yeah.
100p.
He's, that guy's crazy.
Yeah, he's...
Spoiler alert, he does not find Jesus in book one. So I'm just going for book one. And yeah, I can see that.
I'm still going to go with Jazz Brown, but I can also, I mean, I can see Marcus too.
Here's the thing. I feel like most likely to be a serial killer, like, serial killers who are, like, most notorious are undetected for years.
Exactly.
So I'm going to go with controversial David Grantland. Because
She said controversial.
Because here's the thing. I feel like
leading
he would
a double life.
Yes, and I feel like he is most likely to lead a double life. I do think too he would.
I can see it.
Be the kind of person who like think of it like a cult type leader that they think they're doing something for the Lord as part of their like merciful like maybe it's like before they kill him they ask them to Jesus or something like you know.
Ooh, creepy.
But I'm just saying real. I feel like
that's real.
Like I feel like he would also be very unassuming.
That's true.
Right.
So no one would suspect him.
And, yeah, and you would, like, yeah, and I feel like he would also be careful and logical, but also not...
tracks.
Yeah, but also not suspicious.
Right.
Yeah.
So. I can, honestly, good pick.
That is good.
Great pick.
Most likely to kiss you in the coffee aisle of the grocery store.
Very specific from,
Say most, me, most likely to...
Wait, is it most likely that I would kiss them? Because I'm... For them to kiss me.
I think what? Most likely to kiss you.
You, okay.
That, yeah, that's a different scenario.
Because if it was...
Marcus.
You think Marcus would kiss you, Anna?
Yeah. You don't? If the mood struck him?
Oh, yeah. He is very much the mood.
Take your right in the coffee aisle and smooch your face off.
Wow. No wonder why you think he's a serial killer.
Obviously.
Either way, someone did.
Ooh, okay.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he would not be.
I'm going to go with Dr. Neil McNeil because I think he doesn't care about social decorum. And if he wants something, he would go after it.
I was trying not to think of someone that I wanted to kiss me at the coffee aisle too much because I can't go there.
That's fine. But, no.
But yes.
But here's the thing. I'm not as swoony
girl.
About
Ooh, yes.
Dr. Neil McNeil as you are.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but... Did you see the scene of him bathing in the river when Christy's gonna make him dinner?
Yes, no, I didn't say that he wasn't swoony. I just said I'm not as swoony as you are about him because the swooniest character to me, Del Norte, Henry. Two swooniest characters in season one. Oh, also Sam. He's very swoony.
Yeah,
Sam's
pretty swoony. Right, the guy who did
the kiss guy who the actually
girl
did
the coffee aisle.
Okay, I can't remember the heroine's name in that one.
That's
the author.
Genevieve.
Genevieve.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Becky, don't worry, that's the author. I've just reread it all. I read that whole series, and 100 out of 10 would recommend. So
you read the whole series?
Yeah, it's literally incredible. Amazing. I just couldn't stop. And they were literally $1.99 on Kindle.
Oh,
so
they were $1.99 on Kindle?
Oh, over Christmas, yeah.
Over Christmas. Oh, well, check it out. Maybe someone was still on sale.
I'm going to go with Will Pennington.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's a little bit presumptuous.
Ooh, okay.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Will Pennington.
Okay.
I would also want to be kissed in the coffee aisle by Will Pennington.
I wouldn't necessarily.
And
so.
You don't think Del Norte would kiss you in the coffee aisle?
Wow. I didn't go there for the same reasons you didn't go there, Morgan, with Neil McNeil. Calm down.
There you go.
I pulled my shirt up over my face because I can't. Okay. Morgan.
Oh, wait. I have a follow-up question.
Oh. Maybe that's too real.
Who would we kiss in the aisle?
Oh.
Was that your follow-up?
No, I was just going to say... Would your significant other, do you think they would make out with you in the coffee aisle of a grocery store?
100%.
Oh, yeah. Mine would, too.
Absolutely.
If given the opportunity, if I gave them the go-ahead, I'm the one who's holding back on
no,
that one.
Yeah, exactly. There's no shame.
They would be like,
part
yeah,
of my significant other.
For sure.
TBD for me.
But,
you know, I'll let you know.
But I feel like... But yes.
But I feel like maybe I would be the one.
You know what?
Because here's the thing. The older I get, the more that I'm like...
Which means that... I'm going to win that bet. Okay.
No, we canceled the bet.
We never canceled the bet. The bet
we
was...
We talked about it.
Oh, no.
You were fine canceling it. We'll talk about it later.
No, I was about to say, we can't get into this right now because we're an hour and 12 minutes in. Most likely to get bit by a poisonous snake.
Of these people.
Kevin.
Usually Kevin.
Kevin doesn't even know how to find where to bring the cattle.
Jazz Brown.
Because
here's the thing.
Yeah.
That snake would be mad about his alligator shoes and just...
How dare you? That was my brother.
My cousin.
I would say, yeah. I mean, Kevin.
But here's the thing. Would it also be Del Norte because he's always getting injured, but then surviving?
Could be.
Yeah,
he brushes it off like something. He grabs poison snake and flings it across, and then passes out because of the poison.
Ooh, what about Moses? Because he could just kill the thing.
He would get bit by it then.
No, but I'm saying that they would be like. And then you just shake it off, kind of like Paul.
Well, he would be, the snake would come to bite him and he would just grab it and it would turn back into his staff.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I think Henry, he doesn't seem very outdoorsy, so I feel like maybe he could get bit by a poisonous snake on a research expedition.
I'm going to say Kevin because I feel like Kevin
I
would
feel
just...
like Kevin is the best answer.
Yeah.
Let's see.
22.
Yep. Best person to road trip with, modern time and in the past.
Okay, so two different answers.
Okay, yeah.
Or one to encompass both.
It could be either.
Either or.
One ring to
whatever you choose.
Okay. Dealer's choice.
Okay, I'm gonna go two different answers.
Do
one
it.
Modern, one in the past. Mm-hmm. Road trip.
Road trip. I'm gonna go with my two Sweeney boys. Modern, Will Pennington. Past, Neil McNeil.
Okay. Again, both of which, whose personalities are the most like my husband, who I do enjoy road tripping with. That's why I'm choosing them.
Okay.
Del Norte for me for old timey.
Good one.
Sure. And then I'm gonna go with Sam for modern because I feel like he would be annoyed that I talked during the entire road trip, but he also wouldn't be.
But
like,
annoyed in like a gosh, this girl's cute way.
Exactly. Because I asked my sister. I've once talked for 8 hours straight on a road trip.
I've specifically invited her.
I really admire that about you
because she will talk the whole time, and I think that is an admirable quality.
Thank you.
That's a skill.
Feel free to say that to my sister next time that you see her. That it is an admirable skill.
We also have an uncle who has self-proclaimed to us that he's been invited on road trips for the same reason, and it's the same thing. He'll
Wait,
talk the whole
I have
time.
To tell you a funny story.
It's very helpful.
Real quick. So, a couple years ago, the job I had, we were gonna have to go and interview some farmers for some video content. It ended up not happening, but they wanted me to go because one, I can talk to anyone, and they're like, "You're good with people."
Yes.
And then two, they were like, it would just be good to have like someone who can kind of lead conversations and stuff along the way. So that was going to be, we never ended up going. The person who I was supposed to go with from work was not happy because she goes, "Oh, that's a talker."
Like, that's literally why they asked me to go. So
yeah.
Yes.
Like also because you're good with animals, but not people. So I could handle the people side.
That's always helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think my past choice is going to be Michael Hosea.
Okay. But I thought you were annoyed by him.
Yeah, I know. Very I just true. Thought about that. Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking like,
I think you're talking about your farm and your ranch.
He's the most
for your farm or your rancher. Pick a mind.
No, I feel like he's the most unassuming. So he, you know, he could go.
He just hang. If you want to talk, he talk. If you don't want to talk, he wouldn't talk.
I feel like that. I feel like that.
Yeah.
So my annoyances aside. That would be my pick for
Maybe you'd find him charming on a road trip.
Maybe
it's like a chance.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Modern, I'm going to go with Daniel.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I feel like,
why am I picking Daniel?
I know.
This is actually, that's what I was going to say.
Wow.
I was like,
wow.
Daniel's winning a lot of these for you.
Yeah. He really
but also
is.
I feel like.
That's kind of shocking to me. I wasn't expecting to pick him for all
It
things.
Is, but also it isn't because I feel like. There's elements of Daniel that I could see in Del Norte, and I could also see certain elements in Daniel from your husband, so it kind of makes sense.
I feel like personality-wise, he's like, oh, that's a buddy.
Yes.
In my, like, just in my,
with
absolutely. My personality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we have, let's see, two, wait, no.
One
more.
Okay.
This is the last one.
Final question.
Final question. Who would you most want to run into? At a bar.
Not an airport bar.
No, just a... This
the,
is the...
regular bar.
This is from Meet Me in the Margins. When she ran into Will at the bar. That
oh,
was inspired.
Yeah, that's right. So, again, this is someone... I'm going to translate this as not drunk, because that was my... Otherwise,
no,
my answer
yeah,
was
this is
just
like...
Or just hanging at a bar.
Yeah. Just any old bar. Like,
it could be a cool bar.
Okay. Like, what is the, like, one where you dance? Country Western dancing? Woman dancing bar?
Yeah, if that's what you want it to be. Whatever your heart desires.
Sure.
Okay.
That's not going to be my pick, but...
That is going to be my pick. Because this is a scenario that I've gone over in my head many times.
Okay, who's going to be the...
I've got to pick the guy. Okay. I'm just saying the...
Okay, so do we have to say what kind of bar it is and then the guy?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes, just to add some
okay.
judge.
Okay.
None of judgment.
Do you have it? Do you have yours, Odette?
Mm-mm. No, I'm thinking.
Okay.
If you have yours, you can go. I'm being more contemplative because this is the last one. I'm going to go with Matt. Okay. Because I think
what kind of bar?
It would be a cool dive bar that like everybody likes. So okay. Like the local hang.
Sure.
Like one of those bars where like you walk in and like it's real like tight, and so the bar like meaning that like okay, let me explain.
Basically your nightmare because you get claustrophobic. You're claustrophobic at the tea festival.
I was claustrophobic at the tea festival because it was a very, very small space, and there was a lot of people who, like, were going so slow that it was hard to, like, maneuver. But
you literally just described this bar as being like this.
Yeah, but anyways, I'm just thinking because most dive bars aren't big.
Right.
And I love a good dive bar. Okay. But, like, usually you go in, you go up to the bar, you order, and then you just, like, grab a little table. That's not, but when you walk in, it can seem like a lot, but it's, like, the buzz of a bar. You know what I'm saying? Like, a good. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Matt would be someone who, like, I would have not seen him in a while, but he'd be a good hang. We'd have some good convos and, like, good conversation and hang out. I guess convos and conversation are the same thing. But I feel like it would be a good,
sure. Good convos, a good conversation.
Yeah, both.
Yes.
All the above.
Okay, mine is Sam. And here's the scenario.
At a country western bar.
Can you listen? Yes. This is my scenario. I'm going to go wine dancing just by myself because I enjoy it. And it sounds like a good time. And I'm just going to go. And then I see Sam there. I'm like, Sam, what are you doing here? And he's like, hey, you know, I actually come here sometimes, blah, blah, blah. I was like, me too. And then we start talking. And then we start line dancing together. And he's great at it. And I didn't think that because he seems like kind of a stick in the mud. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. All right, Sam, we've got some moves. And then after that, we drink a little, hang out, maybe do some kissing.
This is quite a scenario.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Okay, mine is, it's shaping up in my mind's eye.
Okay.
But I need the perfect guy here still. I almost want to say Daniel again.
Okay, say it. No judgment.
Okay, I'm going to go with Daniel.
Okay.
What bar?
Clearly something in my subconscious is speaking to me.
Man, for real.
At an Irish pub.
Oh, I like that. Nice.
I walk in. He's at the end of the bar. He's got a Guinness in his hands.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm invested already this time.
I see, hey Daniel, how's it going?
I say, hey Daniel, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, you know, something like that. Yes, and he's like, here. Come sit down. He calls the bartender. Give me another one of these. Orders me a Guinness. We cheers. Fun ensues.
There you go. Wow. I feel like my scenario.
Have a couple pints at the Irish pub.
There you go. I love it. My scenario, I feel like, needs a little more judge.
I mean, I think yours is great, too.
I love yours.
Okay.
Dive bar, combo, and conversation.
Also, the thing I love about a dive bar is half the time, like, their menu is, like, really random. And so it's, like, when you order things, it's, like, craft cocktails and then, like, you know, 20 beers or something.
I don't think I've ever been to a dive bar. I've actually never been to, I have been to an Irish pub. Not in Ireland. But, like...
You don't
like an Americanized one. There's plenty of them. Yeah.
But I've also never been to a country western line dancing type of bar either. So
I've never been to that kind of bar, but I've been to dive bar and Irish pubs before.
I've been to an Irish pub.
That's a fun thing. Wow. Well, this was really, really
fun.
This
was great.
I mean, amazing.
And
what a delight this was. Who is your book boyfriend? We want to know.
Oh my goodness.
Email us.
Like, pick a scenario.
Pick a scenario.
Maybe we'll...
If there was one that stood out to you, yeah, please tell us.
We would absolutely love to hear from you.
Yeah, we absolutely would. And it was just fun. We wanted to do something that was a little unique and kind of reminiscent of season one because we're just so, so, so grateful for everything that happened in season one. And... it was a joy to do, and the fact that we're doing it for another season is just fabulous, and we can't believe it. And yeah, so we just thought this would be fun. And if you have thoughts or questions, or if you have a scenario and want us to talk about it, send us an email. We'll open another podcast for that show. And also, there will be Swoony Men in
Galore
season 2. Now, Galore, we are reading a lot of different types of books that might not be Swoony.
There's gonna be Swoony Men Galore. You know there will be.
Yeah, it's true.
Come on.
There will be, absolutely.
It's true. Absolutely.
To the Galore. To the Galore.
To the Galore.
There'll also be catchphrases.
It's really nothing.
But we hope this is not your first and last episode of our podcast.
There's no way. If this is your first episode.
If they are here, then, I mean, come on. Unless this is the first episode they're listening to, which, hang
you're
on.
Listen, we're delights. Why would you not listen to more episodes?
We are delights. Okay, One quick thing I'm going to say. What would be one episode, if someone didn't hear anything in season one, that we would recommend to someone to listen to before we dive into the books in season two?
Like one of the book episodes from season one? That's a great question.
I always recommend people start with episode three, Plot Twist. I think it was a really fun conversation for us. And then followed by episode four, Murder, Mayhem, and a Fine Man. Because I think that that was
how
also...
How many men were there?
I'm kidding.
Just the one.
Wow.
Well, there was technically two.
There were several men in it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Only one.
Yeah, but both of those were great.
Those were fun conversations, and you got like a good idea of like our personalities and kind of how we...
Roll.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I would say the book that we did from Becky Wade, Stay With Me.
I was thinking that.
Because we get, that was a really good book where the story is really great, but also, like, it was a very moving book, and we all, like, talked about crying during it, and we all found God in different ways, and so I really think that that is a sweet spot for us. Also, I feel like that was after we kind of switched up our format a little bit.
That's true.
Which, it wasn't bad before. We just are learning and evolving, and I'm sure that we'll change things up this season. And so I think that that was something that I really enjoyed. So,
I was thinking that episode, too, was just a really good, like, mix of, like, fun, and then also, like, we got into some more, just, like, deeper thoughts, too, which was really, which is really great.
And I think if you were going to do a two-parter, I think Christy.
Oh man.
Because that one is really good. Yeah.
That one is so good.
That one's so good. There's so many good ones, but.
I mean, Redeeming Love, though, also. Yes. Redeeming Love and Chrissy were both excellent.
So, what we're saying is.
Just listen to the podcast. Listen to all of them. Go back, listen to all of them. Enjoy.
And prepare yourself because we'll be coming to your phones or desktops.
Your ears.
There you go.
Your ears. However you listen, wherever you listen, Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Stay tuned, friends.
Stay tuned. We're very excited. And yeah, we're excited. And yeah, we can't wait for you to enjoy season two with us.
Yay!
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode.
Follow us on Instagram at Redeeming Lit Podcast and be sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss any episodes.
If you have any questions or book recommendations, email us at redeeminglitpodcast@gmail.com.
Until next time,
keep it lit!